Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rivers to the air, fires end zone, and it's caught! Touchdown! T.Y. Hilton! And there go the Colts.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Catalan! Andrew Catalan with the call. That, Philip Rivers' final touchdown pass in the National Football League. I love that it's T.Y. Hilton. Just taking a stroll down memory lane. And Femi, this makes me want to... Okay, so I have the wild card box score open right now for Colts Bill in the wild card
yes.
game. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see how many of these guys you... Okay, so what we'll do here is...
Okay.
Let me bring this up here. Okay. All right. There are... I'm trying to think how many guys are like feasible that you would get. One, two...
I saw a highlight of like a pass to T.Y. Hilton earlier today. So I was like, oh, like that guy was on the team. Of course, that guy was there. And
I will give you three chances. Who was the number one receiver for the Colts who had the most receiving yards in that wild card game against Buffalo in 21?
Oh, man. The leading, just in that game or in the season?
In that game.
In that game. Okay, leading receiver in that game.
In terms of yards, not receptions, yards. Someone else had more receptions.
I don't know why I want to guess this person. Was Eric Ebron on that team?
No, I think Ebron was gone.
Okay, he was gone by then? Okay. No Eric Ebron. Shout out to him. Okay, I'll guess T.Y. Hilton as one of the guesses. I'm assuming it's not because I feel like you'd have gone with something else.
It is current Colt. Michael Pittman was the leading receiver in terms of yards.
Wow.
How about the Colts have had so many tight ends through the years. A tight end led them in receptions in this game. Would you like to try and guess?
No, I don't want to guess the title because I feel like Ebron was my guess, and like I don't know who else would have been playing. It was not Mo Alley Cox, was it?
Mo Alley Cox was on the Colts and like did have a couple catches in that game, but it is not Mo Alley Cox. It is a white tight end. That helps.
Kobe Fleener wasn't still playing, was he?
No, Fleener was gone at this point.
I feel like he was gone by that point. White tight end on the Colts. I feel like I'm like missing a very obvious guy here.
Whose name had a famous cameo in the critically acclaimed 1990s comedy Billy Madison?
Oh my gosh! Ooh. And I love Billy Madison. I don't know why I can't.
Doyle rules.
Rules.
Jack Doyle.
Jack Doyle. There you go. Jack.
By the way, I think I have that wrong. I think the Colts did cover because the Bills won that game by three.
They did cover.
I remember the game. I lost my bet on the game. I guess I bet Buffalo in the game.
I said it during the 3 o'clock hour. I was literally like at my Fred Schmaltz job because I was covering Rams at Seahawks, which was the afternoon game of the wild card weekend. And we're in the press box.
That's the John Wolford game, right?
That's the game Wolford game. When Wolford, where he didn't survive.
Benched Jared Goff. And like Ken and I like did that on the show. And Ken was like, you're wrong. They're not benching Jared Goff. And then I was right. Which I think was maybe like the one time I was ever right in an argument with Ken on the show was that. Was Wolf.
Because we all showed up early to like watch the warm-ups. Like, hey, like what's Goff going to be doing in warm-ups? Like, what's going on here? Like, oh, he's throwing the ball. It's like, it's hard to tell. But then it's like, okay, I don't think he's going to be starting. That was the Wolford game. Then, unfortunately, well, I think Jamal Adams, like, just drilled him.
No,
and then Goff ended up coming in.
His neck got hurt. Goff came in and won the game. And then Goff started the next week on the road in Green Bay. I bet the Rams plus seven, and they didn't cover, which is just like,
and then like three weeks later,
down memory lane of all my playoff losses. Yeah. That's right.
And here's Stafford, and then the rest is history. But yeah, I was in the press box sweating that game, needing because the Colts, they were covering for much of it, but then all of a sudden they got down by multiple scores. They needed like that last second drive to cut it to three to get within the number. And then I was like, yes, let's go. But of course, like fist pumping underneath the table, because back then, yeah, you should not be sweating out games at an NFL press box. But yeah, it was a fun experience, though. That's my memory of Philip Rivers, his last game.
I remember the Knicks lost this game, but I was covering the Knicks in like 2003 for WFUV at Fordham when I was in college. And Stephon Marbury, they scored like, you could probably find this game. I want to say it was 2003. It was Dirk Nowitzki was on the Mavericks, right, at the time. Mm-hmm. And the Knicks scored like 7 points in the final, like 19 seconds or something. So Marbury hit a three. They stole the inbound and he hit another three. And the game went to overtime. They lost in overtime, because of course they did. They lost in overtime. But there were, I'll never forget. So there is a press box at Madison Square Garden, but there's also, I can like see it in my mind's eye exactly where it is. Right by one of the tunnels is a media section where media kind of sit with TVs, right? And this was 20 years ago. And there were people, so I guess, like Frank Isola at the time, just to name people know, was like the Knicks beat writer, I think, for the Daily News at the time. So like Isola and like other beat writers weren't there in this area. Like they were somewhere else. So this was like, you know, like local TV people and like the college jabronis like me were like in this area. And there were people standing up, like media members, like cheering wildly when the Knicks tied the game. I remember thinking, I was like, this is 03 maybe. I was like 19. Was I 19? I was 20. My math skills are bad. Thinking, man, these guys are kind of really unprofessional here. Like,
There's no cheering in the press box.
Let me see if I can. Let's see if I can find this. Knicks Mavericks 2003, Marbury comeback overtime. Let me see if I can find this here.
Starbury, what a guy.
Is this it, Stephon? Oh, rather. Yeah, I don't know if this is it. January 24th, 2003. Yeah, this is it. January 24th, 2003, Mavericks won 101-90, and outscored the Knicks in overtime 27-16. There it is.
Jeez.
Yeah, there's no play-by-play here, but that's
the game. Five minutes? That's crazy. Yeah.
I remember they got like nuked in overtime and lost the game. It's just like so typical. Wow. It's 22 Best years loss, ago? Man. Almost 23 years. I'm kind of old, man. It's wild. Anyway.
Been in the game. Seasoned.
Philip Rivers. Okay. My guess as to how this is going to go. If Riley Leonard's healthy, I think Riley Leonard starts this weekend. He's got a PCL sprain. We don't know if he's going to be able to play. So I think if Leonard's healthy, he'll start this weekend and then would give way to Rivers next week against the 49ers. If Riley Leonard can't play, I think they're going to play Rivers and not Brett Rypien.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I'll lay it. If he's confirmed, I'll lay it.
Just to give people the side and total market right now in the game. So this was what, like 11.5 last night before all of this? More than 10, less than 13. So we are now through 13. Seattle 13.5 minus 110, total 42.5 in the game. With, again, either Philip Rivers or Riley Leonard set to start for the Colts in a season on the brink. And I went to break saying that, and it's the truth. Like, they have to win. They have to win this year. So I actually don't mind this move, as crazy as it is. You got to try something. I guess it was like Rivers or Ryan Tannehill, maybe. And like Rivers has more familiarity here.
And that's what it comes down to. But like also, I mean, when Richardson got hurt, I mean, we weren't coming up with contingency plans then. You know, like it's like, hey, like Daniel Jones is our guy. Okay, like let's maybe like make sure we have some insurance behind him if something were to happen, like a broken fibula that he ended up playing on because they had no other option. And that leads to him tearing his Achilles. Like it's just like okay, like now you just woke up and we're like, oh my God, season's on the line. Let's call Phil. Like, what? This dude hasn't played in 5 years, man. I don't give a damn how much he knows the offense. Like, he has not seen a pass rush since 2021 in January. Like, and now he has to go against the Seahawks potentially? How do you think that's going to go?
Let me ask you this question. Hypothetical. Riley Leonard's healthy. Do the Colts sign Phillip Rivers?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I don't think they do. I think they ride out with Riley Leonard.
So I guess like my counter to that would be, and I'm not.
I don't think he's not that trying bad to, against Jacksonville, to be honest.
I don't either. I'm not trying to defend Chris Ballard at all here, at all. I think they probably like Riley Leonard, which I'm not saying that like they think Riley Leonard can win a Super Bowl, but like in the event that Jones had to go out, they felt like they could play Riley Leonard until Richardson's back and healthy. Would be my guess. That was their thought process.
So do you think Rivers is just like as insurance is like backup for Riley Leonard? Like, do you think like we don't even ever see Rivers? Like let's say Riley Leonard's healthy enough to play this Sunday and like he gets through the game okay. Do we ever see Phillip Rivers?
Depends how it goes.
Yeah, I guess it's like if he plays well in the game. I mean,
you better you bet on this Tuesday, Nick and Femi talking the Phillip Rivers signing of the Colts. What a sentence. Like, what a world. It's actually amazing.
This is 2020? Like, what is it?
Dude, like they can't mess around. Like they can't.
No.
They have to try and win. Like they have no incentive. They get nothing out of losing. None. They have to try and win. They don't have first round picks in the next 2 years. They have to try and win. So if Riley Leonard's not healthy, they're going to play Rivers. And let's say Leonard is healthy and Leonard plays this weekend and he falls on his face. Like, you think Leonard's starting? If they're then they'll be 8-6. With a murderer's row schedule to close. No way. Like, Rivers is going to play at that point. They have to throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks. They have to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah. When you're desperate, you're desperate. And, like, that's what this whole theme has been for the Colts. Like, you outlined it with the Sauce Gardner trade in the last segment. Like, every move has been desperation for Indianapolis this year. I get it in that sense. I just don't think it's going to work out, which is like not what we're talking about here. It's like, hey, like this is why they're doing it as opposed to how do you think this is going to go? But like, yeah, like I guess if you put it that way, okay. Yeah. Like call someone who knows the offense, call someone who has a good relationship with Shane Steichen and someone that we think can do it. But like, I'm just not buying this. Oh, he threw the ball well in the workout and he's been keeping, come on, like stop. You're not going to convince me that a guy that hasn't played in 5 years, all of a sudden is going to roll out of bed and look like a competent NFL quarterback. Like, miss me with that noise. Like, that's just not happening.
All right, so let's talk about now if Phillip Rivers has to play and if Rivers is on the field. I actually
say a prayer.
Well, I have a fantasy football take because I'm sick. Well, like I guess like you could consider playing him in like two like a super flex league with two quarterback. But
you didn't bet any comeback player of the year, did you? People have been doing that.
Not yet. I mean,
stop, don't do it. I will not let you do that. You might not even play all the games and they change the rules. It's not happening.
Fair enough. if Rivers plays, I think I would put him at more than 50% to play a game this year for the Colts. If that happens, wow. Like, they don't make this signing, like they're signing him to play him. Otherwise, like they'd sign some jabroni to back up Brett Rypien, and Brett Rypien would play if Riley Leonard. Well, that's how this would go. Yeah. It's going to be so everything in Steichen's offense that has to do with the quarterback running the ball, which is like a pretty big part, probably, of what he wants to do now. Is he capable of calling a different offense? Yes, but I mean, think about what he's done largely in Indy, right? And you know, we did see him with Flacco have a little success last year. Like, Flacco was bad, but like he's coordinated an offense for quarterback who can't move. And that was the thing about Rivers in his final year in Indianapolis. Like, he couldn't move. He couldn't move towards the end. So I think you're going to see a ton of quick game, obviously. Like, he's going to get the ball. It's going to get out of his hands quickly. They're probably going to run a ton out of the shotgun because, I don't know, you want Rivers under center, like against the Seattle Seahawks defense?
No.
It'll be a ton of run game with Jonathan Taylor, which teams know is coming anyway. Like, I don't know why they can't have success doing that. And then it's going to be Taylor in the passing game. It's going to be Tyler Warren, and it's going to be Josh Downs. Like, I actually, just as a fantasy take here and a prop betting take, and for the people that check out my Sunday stuff know this, because I've been betting him for basically every week for a long time now this season. And he hasn't gone over every week, but he goes over most weeks. I've been betting Alec Pierce over receiving yards. And my buddy Greg Rosenthal had a great tweet that I want to reference here. He tweeted a couple months ago, however good you think Alec Pierce is, like, he's better. He's better than that. He's going to be a free agent. He's going to get a huge, that's one of the reasons why they traded AD Mitchell, because Alec Pierce is unbelievable. He's not just like a one trick pony, like nine route deep shot guy. He can do way more than that. I think Rivers nukes that. I think like Alec Pierce is dead as far as like fantasy is concerned now. I think Josh Downs is back to life, and it'll be a ton of quick game. And I think Steichen's a good enough coach to be able to scheme something up that at least is competent here. I'm curious, let's say tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning. It wouldn't be tomorrow morning, right? It'd be in a couple days. Rivers is named the starter this weekend if that happens. The market's currently 13.5. What does it close at Seattle? How do you even quantify this? We're guessing.
It's a hard question to answer. I'm guessing, I mean, I think people will talk themselves, if it ever got to the key number of 14, to be like, oh, like, let me bet Indy. I think hang out here. You think people are going to want to lay it? You think they agree with me? You think they're going to be like, let's lay the Seahawks?
I think we're in between 14 and 17 if Rivers plays.
I mean, you're probably right, because even, I mean, 16.5 Seahawks, I'll lay it. They're going to put together a game plan, but like the running game, I feel like kind of gets nuked based on the fact that the quarterback can't move. Daniel Jones is a good athlete. And now you have not a bad athlete, a 44-year-old athlete. Like, it's just,
I mean, Flacco did play for the Colts last year. Like, how, and being serious, how dissimilar are Joe Flacco and Phillip Rivers?
But at least he's been playing. Flacco like missed like what, like 8-9 months? This guy's missed 5 years. Flacco wasn't out of the game.
When you put it like that, I want to bet the Colts, and then after the game, if they cover, I want to get a shirt like you get when you go to an amusement park, like I survived Space Mountain. Like I survived betting on Phillip Rivers in his first game in 5 years. I want that shirt if I bet the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. All right, it's against the Seahawks defense. All right. On the other side, we'll break down Monday Night Football, the Eagles' inexplicable loss in LA against the Chargers.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.